Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. And yes. L'Oreal, do we ever get a break? Because it seems like every single week there's more and more in the news. So Eve, our favorite rough rider, the one of them all, Eve is pregnant after having fertility issues. I am so excited to talk about that. And a friend to the show, Mr. Bow Wow.
Yes.
You know, we talked to him before he went on the tour, but it seems as if he's not really enjoying this Millennium Tour. We definitely have to address that, see what else is going on.
That's right. Well, he might got some trauma going on. And speaking of trauma dumping, are you being toxic to your friends? Because I know a lot of people that are, not me, not you, but some people, right? And also, it's going down in my DMs like always.
Yay!
I know you love that. I know you love that. And also, we're going to be talking to a friend of mine. And we want to know, do y'all know about cryptocurrency? Because we're going to be talking to Bitcoin Rodney, and he's going to give us all the details about his upcoming conference that's going down in Miami.
Nice.
It's going to be really nice. And for our final question to undress, Eva.
What?
This happened.
Obviously, he has gone on, met you, and invited you to the house.
I'm not doing this. Like, what is this, Three's Company? Like, I'm not with that. No. Yes, going down. Make sure you listen to How We Undress This Mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by no other than Macy's.
Yes, speaking of Macy's, it's really going down right now at Macy's. You see, I got a little glam on today. You know, this pandemic's not going to hold sis down. It is the 10 days of glam at Macy's. And now through Sunday, the 24th, you can get your beauty fix with 50% off. Make sure you hear my mic clearly. I said 50.
Oh, I thought you said 15. 50?
50.
Oh, no, I'm going to Macy's.
50% off of daily beauty offers at Macy's, 10 days of glam. So what you need to do is check back every single day to score incredible deals on makeup, on skincare, on fragrances, on more things like Urban Decay, Mario Badusco. You know, we got to keep the skin clean.
Of course.
Shiseido, Lancome, and so many more. You know, Macy's has it all.
You know what else they got?
What they got?
A personal stylist service. I didn't even know anything about this, so we got to put our listeners on because I'm pretty sure they may not know either. Now, some people don't really know how to throw the outfits together like you be doing. You know, you be working it. Well, Macy's can help you with a personal stylist for that. Also, it doesn't have to be just about outfits. A new home office, a room, or anything you got going on. It's fun, it's fast, and the best part is it's free.
What? Like free 99?
Like free 99. Their stylists are going to help you find the perfect dress, shoes, jewelry, bed, desk, whatever you need to refresh anything you got going on to transform your space. Plus, when you're stumped on what, you know, what you love and what you don't love and you feel like you got it all, Macy's will help you with the gift giving too. Because you know, there's some people you be like, who can I don't know what to get them.
Yes.
Macy's has somebody that can help you with that. So all you got to do is visit in store or book an appointment online today. It's super easy. They also have an app, Eva.
Okay, I'm not doing it. Macy's, what do you not have, Macy's? Talk to me about this app.
Okay, so they gave their app a makeover and it is taking shopping to a whole new level. You can get style quizzes for outfit recommendations tailored directly for you. You can choose your favorites and keep a running list of what looks you get inspired by. So you always have something to pull from. You know what I mean?
Like a personal Pinterest of sorts.
Exactly.
I love that.
Plus, you know what else it does? It helps you with price checking. You can get an updated store map. You know, when you go in the store, you're like, where's this? Where's that? You don't got to speak to nobody.
Go on
your app. It's all planned out for you. Plus, Star Reward members get special features like Star Money updates and exclusive savings sent right to their phone. All you have to do is download it in your app store.
That's all you got to do. Download it and you have it.
Yep, boom. All of that at the palm of your hand.
What are we waiting for?
Come on,
I got my Macy's threads. I see you over there with your Macy's threads. I got your sunglasses on.
Ow.
Got a cute little crew neck shirt, long sleeve, getting ready for fall. Y'all slide by Macy's, Macy's.com, go in stores, but get your Macy's fix. Now, speaking of fix, it sounds like our favorite Rough Rider, Miss Eve, has gotten her fix.
Whoa.
And I don't mean the kind of fix you're used to. Now, Eve, who we are absolutely in love with, who has been married for quite some some time to, I believe,
a billionaire.
Oh. Maximilian. Yes. Is it a million or a billion?
Billion. In that order.
In that order. She's been married. We know her. She's a beautiful actor. She's a beautiful rapper. She's a beautiful host. But now she has added to her list and her resume as a soon-to-be mommy. That's right. Last Friday, Eve announced her and her husband are having a baby. She let us all know on Instagram. That's, you know, the new male. That's how everybody lets everybody know. Now, Swiss Beast congratulated Eve and her husband, Mr. Maximilian Cooper, and pronounced himself a presumably godparents. So him and Alicia have dubbed themselves godmother and godfather.
I take
Alicia and Swiss as my godparents.
I'll take it too. And you know they're going to gift her with a piece of art as soon as she's born or something.
A Basquiat. You already know. Now, and in 2019, she opened up to her co-host when she was on The Talk. And she said that, you guys, you think that things can just happen naturally. And I felt like I was damaged, Eve said. I felt like I was broken. I felt like, oh, well, maybe I am not good enough. Like, literally, it's very sad. It's a hurtful thing. Mm-hmm. And my heart goes out to her. I've miscarried. So I know what it feels like to not be able to carry a child to term and that personal anguish. Now, in an interview in The Source, Eve shared that she had had a myomectomy to remove fibroids from her uterus. And yes, more celebrities are now coming out about fertility issues. And on one episode, Gabrielle Union spoke about her fertility issues. We've spoken about it here on the Undressing Room podcast.
Yeah, we have.
She was very candid about it in her new book. And I appreciate women just opening up and talking about the things that are not easy to say. Now, Women's Health Magazine recently did an article about fertility after 35 isn't downhill like many believe from older studies. It's called geriatric, to be completely honest. After 35, a pregnancy is considered geriatric. And you're like, hold on, wait, what? Yeah, I'm 36 years old.
Exactly. That sounds like a what do you call it? A senior citizen. That sounds like a term for that.
It sounds like an AARP member.
Yeah, it sounds like it's giving AARP. You get it?
All day. Now, more Black women are looking into alternatives now more than ever, such as freezing their eggs, in vitro fertilization, and all of those type of things. So do you find more women in our age range, because we're in our mid-30s, late-30s for me, you know, about to be early 40s, are concerned about fertility, especially if you're single. So why do you think that women are waiting for later on in life to settle down versus back in the day when, you know, you turned 22, you found a husband?
Yeah, it's ready to time to go.
Why has it changed?
Yeah, times have changed because we have changed. We've become more in the workforce. You know, we have businesses, we have careers. I think back in the day, you're getting married off by the age of 14 and you got a whole family by 19 and you're like, you know, ready to die. And that's but that, you know, back in the day, that's how it was. Like, this, the lifespan was shorter. It's not even, you know, it's totally different now. People are living to 100, 102, and it used to be 40.
That, think about it. And maybe it's just because we're older, but 40 today versus 40 when we were young, it's a different 40.
Totally different. It's, I'm talking different about 40 is fine. That's when you get fine now. Back then it wasn't, you were dying around 45 or whatever the case. It's so crazy. But I do feel like it was always a lot of pressure put on women to start a family, just period. I know, I feel like I've had that pressure from others where—
Do you find it from your family or friends that like have kids? Like, where do you feel that pressure come from?
So my family, they wanted me to have a child for the past 5 years. My cousin has been like, can't wait till you have your child. I'm going to be babysitting her all the time, him all the time. And I'm just like, I don't like that pressure, only because it's like, you know, right now I'm in my career and this is what I'm focused on. I would love to have a child one day. And if I don't, then that's by the grace of God as well. Like, that's how I move. And don't get me wrong. Like, I have friends that have done in vitro and things of that nature. And if it gets to that point, then I probably would do that. I've never been pregnant my entire life. And I did have cysts. Yeah, I had cysts. So that was when I was 17 years old.
I remember you opening up on an episode saying that you actually were under the impression that you were unable to even conceive.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I even just seen my doctor the other day and I was like, let me just confirm. And she was like, no, everything is good. So, you know,
whenever. So when we having kids, I'm joking. But
no,
that's,
you
my,
know,
that's
I actually was thinking about it soon. I think I will soon be trying to have, and my dream in my mind was like, oh, I'm going to get married and then have kids. And I think the older I'm getting and the more independent that I am, and I don't have to really worry about anybody else, I'm like, I could raise a child with a friend or something like, and I know that sounds a little crazy, but
hold on. Are you like a friend pack? Like, do you have that friend that's like, okay,
I have a friend
by 40.
I do have a friend. So we spoke about it years ago.
Are they straight or not?
He's just a straight mess.
I know this is so off topic, but I need to get all under your orange hair. Please tell me.
He's a straight mess when it comes to relationships. And like, okay, me and him could never be in one, but we get along really well. And like, I love him. He loves me, but not that, like, that is
that
not
way.
Never going to be a relationship, you know? Okay. So we've spoken about it numerous times and I do feel like he's ready now.
Would you do like in vitro or would you do like the do?
Like right now, I'm actually dating somebody. So that's why I wouldn't do
L, what the hell is going on this week's episode of the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's?
What? Yeah. I mean, I'm dating someone. We're talking where I like him or whatever.
No. You don't say we're dating unless y'all are dating.
We're dating. Like, if he don't call me, he's going to get an earful dating. Like, if I don't reach back to him, he's like, where are you dating? Like, I'm not going to say.
Like, he know your mama middle name, dating.
Not that far. And we just met not too long ago. So, it's like, I like him, though. We hang out.
But can we still slide in your DM?
Yeah, I mean, until if you like an Asian Maria, I really feel like you're single till you have a ring on your finger. So
that's a whole nother topic because that is absolutely not accurate.
I mean, I'm just saying, I've got topics coming out the ass. This afternoon.
I wanted to talk about something specific, but I mean, you got a lot going on in your little brain there.
Okay, so back to let's stick to the baby thing. But like, yeah, I started to think that. And the reason why is because I have so many friends that have difficulties with their baby mothers or their baby fathers. And I don't want to raise a child like that. Like I do, I'd rather be with love and like,
But you're talking about a perfect world. In a perfect world, you know, it would never rain in Southern California. But that's a song. It's not true.
I don't want to wait for a husband. Like, I know that sounds crazy.
It's not contradictory to I don't want to do it by myself till I'm independent and I can and maybe and I don't know.
I think I may be a little confused and that's why I'm not pregnant right now. You know, I'm like at a crossroad where I'm just trying to figure it out. But I do think soon I'm going to start thinking and taking that more serious. You know what
and
I mean?
I think that's the answer, honestly, to the question is that women are so much more independent and we have more options. And because we do have these options in 2021, we, you know, are not taking the road that was mostly followed back in the day, which is when you become a woman of childbearing age and you hop on and you decide to have kids, you know, like L'Oreal, you are your own woman. You're a boss, you're career oriented. So you have the ability to sit back and wait. And I waited till I was 30 before I started.
Look, Eve is 42. This is her first child. You know what I mean? Like what? She is.
Yes. I thought
that's a blessing.
Eva,
but you're
42.
Oh, sorry. Not Eva. Eve, you're crazy. What is wrong with you? Eve is, let me separate my words.
Okay, but Eve did a Janet Jackson because Janet did the same things too.
I hate you, yo. What is wrong with you? Kenya too. How old was Kenya?
Kenya, I think Kenya was in her early 40s. Candy Burris had Blaze in her early 40s. And so I'm not mad at this trend. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I am so excited for Eve because there is a saying, I have it right here. It says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Meaning, if it takes until you are 42, if in your heart you want to be a mom, God is going to give you that. So if it's later, like Gabrielle Union or Eve or earlier in your life, God is going to
imagine. She could have got pregnant by Stevie J when she was messing with him back in the 20s ages. And then what would have happened? She would have been Jocelyn. So now we just...
Why is she going to be Faith Evans? Why would she have to be Jocelyn?
Jocelyn don't got no baby by him. Do it like it's my B-Day.
My B-Day. Hey! Do it like it's my B-Day.
Speaking of birthdays...
Okay, birthdays. Let's go.
Bow Wow don't have a birthday, but that was just my transition.
Why doesn't he have a... Bow Wow has to have a birthday.
He has a birthday, but it ain't today, child. And he definitely ain't enjoying this party. And I'm talking about the Millennium Tour, okay?
What's going on with the tour?
The Millennium Tour has been absolutely crazy, Eva. And Bow Wow is fed up. Now, this is the 2021 Millennium Tour.
Hold on. This is the same tour we were just talking to Bow Wow about.
Just talking a month ago.
That he was so excited. Okay. All right. I just want to put people back. If you haven't heard that episode, run that episode back. Because what are you saying now?
Listen, he is pissed off. I do want to say, first and foremost, we did talk about other things that happened on this tour. So this tour seems drama-filled. Now, Omarion got apologized to by Lil Fizz on stage, even though Lil Fizz ain't even on the tour. I don't even know how he got on stage, but it happened. And
what? Why?
Listen. Anyway, I guess they pieced up their beef over April Jones, who's Omarion baby mom, who Fizz slept with. Remember that whole drama?
But was that ever even true? Or was that just, I think it was just TV.
No. It was true as hell. Okay, so he apologized to him on stage, and Omarion felt like that was only right. You know what I mean? Then Spectacular from Pretty Ricky commented that Bow Wow's dance and Harlem Shake wasn't going to save him at the show. He said the last
time Bow Wow's never been a dancer, though. Bow Wow is a lyricist and is a rap. Like, he's a performer. He's not about...
I guess it's all for the whole stage. Like, everybody's fighting for stage time. They're fighting because it's a lot of acts on this thing, from Ashanti.
But isn't it an allocated amount of time for each performer?
Yes, and that's part of the problem. So I'll get there now.
Talk to me. I'm listening.
Basically, Bow Wow clapped back. You know, he said, too much bitching on tour. And complaining, I'm busting cast asses every night. Every night. They try to complain and take something away from me every night. I give them 1,000%, and y'all know it. ATL, I hope y'all show together. I'm going to bust y'all ass for 45 minutes straight. Try me. And this is after he broke down and admitted that he only gets to do 15 minutes every night. They said they don't allow him to do full songs, and he's been busting his ass. He said, for 15 minutes, only way I show up is if I'm able to do a full set. So this is when they were going to be in Atlanta. He's like, listen, not doing it unless I'm able to have my full 45-minute set.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of controversy over that. Now, Soulja Boy chimed in. He said, nothing to see here. Little P had too much Casamigos last night. Sammy jumped in. He said, I don't do all the back and forth on Twitter and Instagram. Let's let it out on stage. Do you feel like they did all of this, or they're doing all this just for promotion? Because it kicked off with the apology. Then you got Angela Simmons. I don't know what the hell she was doing on stage.
But think about L'Oreal. We wanted to see the Millennium Tour just because we wanted to see these artists. We didn't know that Little Fizz was going to hop on a stage, or that Angela Simmons. Like, no one anticipated antics. We want to see these artists. We want to see sexiness. We want to hear good music. I don't think it's cap.
I don't know. It's just giving a little bit weird that they're arguing about sets and dancing. And if Bow Wow is supposed to be the headline, why the hell would they give him 15 minutes?
Okay, like, hold on. Wait. So Bow Wow's the headliner.
He's one of them. Omarion is the main headliner. This is Omarion's tour, to my understanding, because Bow Wow did come out and say he should have waited to 2022 for the Chris Brown tour. So what he was hinting at was that he was brought on to this show. So they confronted that. Omarion did say that it was his show and he brung Bow Wow on. So
who cares whose show it is?
It matters. It matters.
I mean,
because
it does, but it's like the Undressing Room Podcast. Say the Undressing Room Podcast, you're the host and I'm your co-host. So what?
Okay, see, but I think it's a little different because we're friends. They're not friends, really, obviously. It seems like it's very catty. It's giving girls.
No, it's giving young girls with locker combination, because
it's giving young girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with these guys. Just get a good show going. You guys have been, I don't know if they've been selling out, but they've been selling pretty well.
So question. I have so many questions. So how many cities have they done so far?
So I only know of like about six. I know they kicked off in LA. I know they did Detroit. I know they did Atlanta. The 28th, they're going to be in Chicago. I want to try to pull up on that because
that's going to be a big show.
Just go ahead and fight. If they're not going to fight, don't go on Instagram talking about each other because you're all on the tour.
Hold on. Don't fight. L'Oreal, you are the ears to the street. You are the word on a curb. Why is there animosity?
What I don't
is,
believe it.
What's beef? Why?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not falling
for you know
for
everything
it.
That's going on. I mean, I you do. Were literally there at Rolling Loud when the baby did what he did. Like,
oh, Soulja Boy. I knew I forgot someone. Soulja Boy's on the tour, too. He's on the tour, too.
But Soulja Boy and Bow Wow are cool because they did the verses together,
yeah,
right?
Well, maybe they're dipping in some of Soulja Boy's drugs. I don't know what's happening in real life.
Wait, we cannot allege that he does. Come on, Lori.
Didn't he go to jail for it? I don't know. Listen, I'm going to tell you this much. What? I don't believe it. I think if I'm calling Cap, it got to be Cap. I think that Bow Wow, if he wanted to perform longer than 15 minutes, going to Instagram and Twitter is not the way. You would speak to the people on the tour. Like, he's been on enough tours to know how to handle an issue like that. So I think, and even when it comes to the Angela Simmons thing, that just came out of nowhere. So that's why I feel like this is all promotion for the tour.
She looked good in those black pants.
She does it. She said, don't shoot a shot at her. She's bulletproof. So I don't know how Bow Wow's dating.
Teflon, pew, pew, pew. That was a good line.
I want to go see them dance their little selves around the stage. But other
than
that,
the Simmons sisters. I'm sorry. Vanessa and Angela. They can't do no wrong to me. They're the cutest little things ever.
Angela's still a virgin, right? Okay, so you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast.
Bye, Macy's. Now, let's just go ahead and talk about something I want to talk about, which is toxicity.
Of course.
Talk about toxic friends. Now, there is something called trauma dumping. Okay. Are you creating a toxic environment for yourself and for your friends? So is your venting problematic? Do you find yourself picking up the phone and calling your friend and just complaining and complaining and complaining? Now, USA Today recently did an article about trauma dumping. When you have had a bad day at work or with your boo or bae or whoever, and you call your friends to vent to them all the time and rarely ask the person who's receiving the call, the person on the other end, if
they care.
They care if they're okay, how it's affecting them, any of that. Now, this is usually pretty innocent, but it can be considered toxic, especially when you create a habit from it. So it is similar to venting, but the difference between venting and trauma dumping is done in an unsolicited, unprepared way where a person dumps traumatic thoughts, feelings, or energy on an unsuspecting person, whether it be a close friend or a stranger. Like you're in the grocery store and you are in the aisle and you reach for something. And out of nowhere, I wouldn't have that. My last time my friend picked up that box, it burned the kid. Like, lady, no one even asked you.
No one asked you.
Very negative. And so do you find yourself around people like that or even being that person, a dumper of trauma?
So I will say this. I have my go-to friend, one in particular or two, that when I'm going through something, I definitely call them and I just unload it. But one thing I will say is I'll either give them the thing in front, like, listen, I'm about to let this off. If you don't want to hear this, I'm not trying to bring your day down. So please let me know. 9 times out of 10, if they're really your friend, they'll be like, nah, just go ahead. Say what you got to say. Like, you know, right. And it's not right. About them. It might be about work or something. And I'm just like, you know, today, and you just let it all off. And they do let you do that. And to me, I do that with my friends as well. I didn't realize that was toxic. You know what I mean? I thought it was letting it out, because I think holding it in is actually toxic.
Well, I think it's when it becomes like your habit or your norm.
Habit.
So
yeah.
If I call you, because I could text you and be like, "Lo, I need to talk." You'll call me like, "Girl, what is it?" And
what's
I
up?
Know I could like let it out, but you also know that I'm not texting you every week with drama and stuff
every
to
day
leave at your on your door. And so when I do, you're there with your cape on, like, "What is it, sis? Let me help you fix it."
Right.
So I don't think the problem isn't having, you know, issues and needing to vent. The problem is when there is always an issue when you are always venting.
It's like, girl, where's the happiness in your life?
That part.
Yeah. I do think when the person is negative and toxic, period, then they're always going to bring that to you. But, you know, I have a question for you with this. Yeah. And I recently went through this. I felt as though I was talking to a friend I was confiding in. And they went back and said some of the things that I said, me thinking I'm speaking to a mutual friend about a situation. And it was totally harmless in a way where, again, I'm thinking I'm talking to a friend. It's not like I'm saying it on the radio or right. I'm saying it to an enemy. And they actually, I guess it wasn't really my friend because they took it and they went and told the person. Now,
and related in a negative way,
and related in a negative way, instead of me coming to confide and like trying to look for a little bit of help or with guidance on it, because they knew the person a little better longer than I have, even though we're all friends. So that's how it was presented. The person.
Okay, can I just tell you that your mutual friend is whack,
which she's done.
And she's whack.
But then my issue was that the person never said anything to me until. Our issue came to a head and the issue came to a head.
Hold on, the mutual friend or the other person?
So the other person that I was talking about, it came to a head, our issue.
Okay.
And when the issue came to a head, she brung that up. Like, and then you were talking about me to XYZ.
Ooh.
And I'm like, first of all, I was not talking about you. I was confiding in that person. And if they felt as though running back, well, then I know that not only are they not my friend, but they're not yours either. You know what I mean? But it's
that
cool.
Part.
Take what you want from it. But do you feel like that's wrong when you talk to a friend about another friend and you're trying to come to terms with a situation? Is
Absolutely.
That talking about them?
So I'm one of those where I'm all about intentions, right? Because a lot of times things get misinterpreted from text messages to tone right. to all kind of things. But your intention is what matters. And when you're someone's friend, to me, they know your intention. Like, I'm crazy, I'm spunky, I'm all of these things, but I'm also well-intended. So if someone right. runs back and gives you a message that my name is attached to, and it sounds hella funky, it most likely isn't accurate because you know me well enough to know that my intention is not to be messy like that.
Yes.
Now, I think it really sucks because women and men alike, but women have a really good way of being very savvy and taking one piece of the truth, like a little piece of something, and then spinning it to create a seemingness of accuracy. That's
period.
Not true because that little part of what they said was true. Like
even the whole conversation could be like, I love this person so much, the ground that they walk on, but she messy. They're going to be like, oh, that she said you was messy.
She said, watch out because you a
messy
one.
The ground you walk on is messy.
And it's like, hold on, wait, well, that's not how I gave it. In what context? I think that's a really big part of it. Like, watch how you say things to such and such because they run and tell it back very wrong.
That's right.
And that is just how it is sometimes. And I think if you keep things in context, then people aren't offended. But when you take it out of context, then it's easy to find yourself on a defense. Or like, hold up, you said what about me?
That's right. But I also look at it like if you believe something, and I get it because it's a mutual friend, but if you believe that, it's like, go ahead and believe it and then run with it. Because I'm cool with that. Because you never even, if you don't confront someone about any issue you have, that's a problem too. And in my case, I confronted the person about the issue.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work out. So I spoke with a friend and then she ran back and whatever the case. And my conversation was to find out what's the next step. And she made the next step for me and got rid of the friend, basically. If you really want to plan
that's
it
so
out.
That's so whack. I know I've said it 5 times, but yeah. She is just so whack.
Now, welcome to the Undressing Room podcast.
Right.
You're so silly.
All right. So let's talk about the big words in skincare. That's right. Olay is in the building.
Yeah.
You know, we love us some Olay.
Love.
And we want to talk about the big words. Now, we use a lot of these products, but do we know what we're using?
Mm.
Do you even know the ingredients that you are putting on your skin? Do you know the benefits of that skincare product?
Mm-mm. You know, some people don't, but we try to get a little bit more hip to what's going on. And we love love to inform not only each other, but also our listeners. And we've been checking out several of Olay's Regenerist products for years.
Yes.
And I've been more and more curious about learning about these ingredients, Eva.
Me too. Oh my goodness. This could not have happened at the same time because I want to have a better understanding of exactly what it is I'm putting on my skin.
Me too.
And how it works. You know, we're getting older. The weather changes. Yes. Hormones change. So in my research, I have found that vitamin B3 complex is included in the formulation of most Olay products.
Okay, so that got to be good. You get what I'm saying? But I do want to ask you one question because maybe sometimes I get a little bit confused. Now, we know B3 is good, but what are the benefits of vitamin B3?
Well, it strengthens your skin's natural moisture barrier. So, you know, you need to keep your skin moisturized. And it strengthens that barrier. It accelerates surface cell turnover. So it helps reduce the fine lines and those little wrinkles we're always trying to get rid of, as well as redness and hyperpigmentation. And if you didn't know what hyperpigmentation is, that's that, you know, sometimes you look under and you're like, oh, what are these dark circles?
Right.
That's hyperpigmentation.
Got it. You really put me on and you really taught me something.
Okay, so what did you learn?
I learned about B3. You know, vitamin B3 is really good for you,
yes,
right? So that's something I want to do. And collagen. I heard that collagen makes up 80% of our skin. So, you know, the older we get, the more we lose it. So it's very, very important to replenish it. And I know Olay can help with that.
Oh, yes. So collagen will absolutely give you the bounce back you need. You know that, right? Ooh. I have seen so many of my friends and family get frustrated when they start getting older. It's just the little wrinkles that come with wisdom and with the beauty of being on this earth as long as we have. But it unfortunately affects people and their self-esteem. So I have a great product that can get the bounce back. It is called the Olay Regenerist Collagen Peptide 24. Now, this will have your skin hydrated for our lucky number, L'Oreal. What number is that?
24 hours.
Yes. And it will give you firmer looking skin in just 2 weeks.
You know, having just collagen in your skincare doesn't make sense because it's too large of a molecule to penetrate your skin. But collagen peptides, we know all about that now. It allows it to penetrate and boost natural collagen production in your skin. What's better than that?
Nothing.
These products are available nationwide. Eva, where else are they available at?
Online, which is where L'Oreal loves to shop. Go on over to Olay.com and get your fantastic products. Keep your skin glowing. Keep it popping. Olay in the building.
Come on, Olay. Olay. Olay.
Olay. Olay. Olay. Olay. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Now, L'Oreal, this is my favorite part of the entire show. Let's go ahead and slide in. Let's go.
This is a lot. I'm just going to put it like this. I'm going to just get straight into the DMs because people are really doing a lot. And one thing we already talked about was kids, right? Well, apparently one of my followers is ready to have a family with me.
Okay, just, well, you're kind of ready too. So this
not
might
with
be
a stranger. How did he just start off like this?
Let's go.
Let's have a family. That's simply the DM. Then he said, I'm ready to risk it all.
He listens to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. He knows your personal Macy's picks. He knows what you like to wear. He also knows that you are not an eager beaver, but you are open to the opportunity or the idea of having a family. So he's just shooting a shot.
Let's start a family. Let's have
a
family.
That man is telling you his intent. Okay, let's do another one so I can tell you what crazy sounds like. Because that man is well-intended.
Okay.
And it is to have a family with you.
You ready? You ready for this guy?
Woke up ready.
Let me start by saying I love everything about you. I love the way you laugh, the way you look, the way you talk. I love everything. Your laugh, the way you talk, the way you look. And he's saying the same things over and over. You're so beautiful and you would really make my day if you responded back. Didn't respond back. I love you. I want to shoot my shot. Well, what are some of your sexual kinks and fetishes?
So now let's compare the two. The first guy, he was just telling me what kinks. Come on, sir.
I'm over it. at all.
I'm never over it. I mean, I know that we don't have all day to play with it, but I enjoy playing with your DMs.
I'm sure you do, because you get a kick out of it and I'm crying and running to my car after work, hoping they're not waiting for me outside. Now,
I wish they were.
Okay. Hey, Rodney.
Hello, handsome.
Okay. Hello, lovely lady. Love this show. Love the undressing room. You guys got it going on.
Yeah, hey, you ready to take your clothes off, right? You got button, fly, and zip, because you know we're taking the pants off.
Hey, do whatever you got to do.
All right,
whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. I'm down.
So, Bitcoin, Rodney, let's get straight into it. You are a guru at this cryptocurrency stuff. You're going to put our whole culture of people on your back and let them know what's going on in the crypto space. You have a new, you got a convention going down in Miami. You have big things happening, and we're going to learn all from you about cryptocurrency. Now, first and foremost, Bitcoin Rodney, let's welcome him to the show. Make some noise.
Welcome, Bitcoin Rodney.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sure, please.
So L'Oreal speaks extremely highly of you, and we've heard about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but for the regular person out there that is like me, that really does not understand what cryptocurrency is or what a Bitcoin is, or can you just, like, in a nutshell, break it? What is it?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. It's not as hard as everyone deemed it to be. All it is digital currency. It's the same way if you go to a grocery store and give them your credit card and then they take off money. No real money was ever really exchanged. It was just zeros and ones. Crypto is a digital currency. It's not anything that's actually physical. It's on the digital realm. You can use it from your phone or your computer and pay for almost any goods and services direct from one person to another. It's exactly peer-to-peer. It is not
money without being physical.
Right. It is not peer-to-peer. It is anonymous. It's not backed up by gold or silver. It's backed up by supply and demand.
So we want to listen to you first and foremost, because you got your car and your house. And that's something that of money I'm trying to get, because y'all got to tune into the video.
Yeah, that's the Rolls Royce coming in. We're on the 30th floor.
Oh, my little fireplace right here ain't doing nothing in my little office. It's a cool fireplace.
So I do have to ask you, Bitcoin Rodney, was your first investment, like, did you start off having a bunch of money and was just able to put a bunch of money into an investment?
Actually destitute. I was damn near broke. I started with about $1,000 and then I didn't really have, and I worked my way up. When you buy crypto, you don't got to buy the exact price of it that day. So Bitcoin right now is like $60,000, right? You could buy $100 worth, $200 worth, $10 worth and work your way up. Don't not get fooled by the big numbers. You can start small and become big.
So you have $1,000 and you're like, all right, I'm ready to invest.
Well, first thing you're going to do is you need some education. I wouldn't try to get into crypto unless I had somebody give me the proper direction and instructions on what to do so you don't lose your money. A lot of times when people lose their money on an accident, then they go back and say, oh, it was a scam because they didn't have any instructions. And they lost their money in some kind of way, shape, or fashion. So what I do is I try to educate majority of the people in the world to do it properly so they can earn properly and have a profit. Now, my goal is to make sure that most minority women and men, I'm trying to close the gap, because most times we're always so late to the game.
Yeah.
And right now that I've done pretty well, I want everyone else to do as well or even better. That's why I'm putting together as many individuals as possible to come together, especially us Black women and men, to make sure they have a head start in the world of education, of getting themselves together to close this wealth gap.
And we definitely need to be a part of, because I just seen a report that went out that said the 10% that are the richest people in the world own 89% of stocks. And I looked at that like, okay, so we need to really double down on this crypto and really figure out what's going on so we could get a foot in. Now, I know I'm moving backwards, but you said your initial investment was $1,000. How much did that make you?
The platform that I was on at that time, I started earning the very next day. The reason why is because I was working with platforms that did not actually go upon the actual market, right? So I try to teach my people to get into things where they earn every single day, regardless of the market. So that way, if Ben wants to earn from that, then they can go and buy in the market if they so choose to, so they don't lose money out of their pockets. Now, you can day trade, you can do this. There's many ways to earn, not just one. I try to teach people the one that is the most simplest and easiest at that time, getting the proper education and move them on from there. Now, learn this right quick. This is very important to know. Cryptocurrency earns over 800 millionaires a day. It makes over 800 millionaires per day. Now, it's not a get-rich-quick program. Okay. However, if you get the right coin at the right time, you can be very well off the very next day.
Okay, tell me about the Reinvent Yourself with the Crypto Conference.
We have some of the top players in the game, not just me. You have guys like Tory Lanez. He'll be there explaining how he made $1 million in 60 seconds. We got guys like
Akon. This is not even real, Rodney.
It's real, right?
Yeah, we have guys coming in like Akon talking about how he created a whole city on crypto. We have guys coming, bringing out new apps where you'd be able to learn how to make a hit on your computer and earn money right away in crypto. We got so many people coming. We got Damon John. He's coming in and giving his information on how to become successful. We got.
So do you have to be technically savvy? Like a lot of us don't know a lot about. Well, I don't know a lot about technology. So does someone need to be technologically savvy to do this?
And most of you ladies, you're so good on Instagram. If you can do that, this will be a cinch. This is not as hard as everyone is make it. I
Bitcoin,
guarantee.
Rodney, I'm coming to the conference because I'm gonna be honest with you. I done had my same $300 in my Bitcoin account, and it just keep going up and down. Right. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, I'm coming with L'Oreal, and I'm gonna need like 40 minutes of your time just to wrap my whole brain around this, and I want to sit in every seminar in every class. So is it seminars? There's keynote speaking.
We got breakouts, we got trainings, we got one-on-ones. At this event, you'll leave with the information, the instruction, and direction to get started right away. This is not a get hype program. This is a deal you learn right away how to get started. That's so important.
And let's not forget, it's still in Miami, so you still gonna get a little bit of sun too while you're at it.
We have entertainment by Marlon Wayans, Ari Spears.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Marlon Wayans?
Marlon Wayans will be in the place to be.
Okay. Well, I know a few ladies that will be there too. Just
indeed. Also, I got a special guest. His first name start with J and his last name start with an F. He's a big giant player in the game. First name start with Jamie
Foxx.
Not Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Not Fox. Jamie Foxx coming
Jamie
through in
Fox
the building.
He'll be attending.
Listen, this is incredible.
No, but I do want to know because, a lot of us are trying to figure out how to beyond just strive in this business and to succeed, but to really, really reach new heights. And I want to know for you, why is it so important to close the wealth gap in America when it comes to minorities, Black versus white versus Latino? Why is it so important to you?
I mean, I think at this point in time in our life, we've been so late at every major opportunity in the world and not been able to take advantage of it because of lack of education. Not just us, but we're trying to leave a legacy for our kids, and our kids' kids. You have certain people, and they got their picture of their grandfather on the wall, and that guy made enough wealth for all their kids for the rest of their life. We don't have that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting right now trying to make the next hustle, instead of trying to figure out a way to get into what the world is actually making a fortune in.
Right.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of it. And then when we hear about it from the average Joe or Joanne, they say it's a scam and we lose out.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to close that wealth gap by bringing and teaching and saying, now I'm a living example who has done it.
And I love that.
How to do it.
So the Reinvent Yourself with Crypto Conference in Miami goes down November 18th to the 20th. Where can they sign up for this? Where can they get more information? Bitcoin Rodney.
Go to reinventyourselfwithcrypto.com. Again, reinventyourselfwithcrypto.com. If they want to find out more about myself, then go to bitcoinrodney.com. And make sure you go to the proper Instagram page, which is The Real Rodney Burton. On Instagram, I have like 1,000 fakes out there who's trying to be me.
So say the real one more time, just in case they missed it.
The real Rodney Burton. No extra Y's, no extra T's, no lines. Just
is there a check? Are you
B-U-R-T-O-N, Burton.
There you go. That's it. And if you message me, I'll send you a message back and show you the picture of me that is me.
So like, Bitcoin Rodney. Bitcoin Rodney.
Bitcoin Rodney, I want to say thank you so much. I know that L'Oreal has had the honor of knowing you. It has been a privilege and an honor to meet you. I look forward to our growing friendship as we monetize and make Bitcoin crypto money. And I look forward to your conference going down in Miami.
Man, you're going to love it, man. I mean, you're going to be floored by the information. And guess what, girls? There are more women who are successful in crypto more than men. Because you guys are naturally sellers. You are natural sellers. I mean, you guys are awesome.
Well, don't worry. We are going to attend this conference, figure out how to put our savvy and swag into action and really corner this crypto and Bitcoin market. We thank you, Rodney, so much.
Thank you.
You're
so
more than
much.
Welcome. Anytime.
Woo! All righty. So now this is kind of like my second favorite part of the show, I believe, at this point. It is the final question to undress, because these are things that I could not even make up. These questions and scenarios are beyond me. So we're just going to go ahead and jump into it. So this is the Shade Room scenario.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, why this dude invite me over and he really lives with his baby mama?
Say what?
But they not together.
Right.
And she left us in the living room. She cooked and everything. What in the ghetto? No, I will not be back, sir. Now, question. Would you continue to date a guy that you found out is co-parenting, living with his ex, but they not dating?
Hold on. Did she cook for her, too?
She cooked for everybody. She cooked for everybody.
I would not be eating that food, child. Would you eat that food?
That is, I mean, to me, it's one of those situations where it's just unconventional. And unless you have vowed to always have a conventional situation, I'm not mad at the idea of playing nice. Because if we're not going to be together and I'm going to be with someone else and you're going to be with someone else, then let's figure out how to be cordial about the situation. That might be a stepdaddy.
This girl is too clingy and they too clingy to each other. You ain't leave when another girl came over to the house. Like, say this was your situation and somebody was okay with that. It's like, okay, baby mama, time to go. I have company. Like,
She left him in the living room. She cooked and then she left and she left.
I'm not 13. Like, yo, first and foremost, I'm not doing this. If you still live with your baby mom, you should not be looking for no relationship.
Would you prefer a baby mom or a mama? If you live with his mama or baby mama?
I don't prefer neither. I prefer my men to live alone or with me. Like, you're not going to be living with another woman and here I come moving in too. Like, what is this? Three's company? Like, I'm not with that. No. You and your baby mama go live happily ever after. You and your mama go live happily ever after.
No. Baby mama got a man.
Well, then she need to go live with his ass.
No, we co-parenting.
No. You co-parent in two different houses.
No, we don't want to do that. We want our child to wake up every day with us in the same house.
Who sleeps in the master bedroom?
That's neither here nor there.
Nah, they still sleeping in the same bed, too.
No. They got two different rooms.
No, they don't, because it's only a two-bedroom and a kid need a bed.
It's a three-bedroom house, and it's one of those houses where the two of the rooms are like masters. So now what?
Oh, that's great. That's more room for her when you move out, because there's no way, no way in hell that I don't care. I don't care the situation. Like, we're not a throuple. We're not co-parent and step-parenters. I'm not doing that. And I don't
care. If they're strictly this is a
he's not moving in with me.
Co-parenting situation. They are not dating in any way, shape, or form. They're just co-parenting.
I don't care. Y'all too cool for me. Because that just means if y'all not together, y'all together. Like, if y'all don't have nobody else, if y'all don't have nobody else and you get lonely and it's Christmas time and Santa dropped the cookie dog.
No one's lonely. Obviously, he has gone on and met you and invited you to the house. So he's obviously.
He ain't meet me. He ain't meet me, child, because I ain't coming to that house. You got to kidnap me to bring me to that house. That's the only way I'm going to hang out with you and your baby mom to watch Squid Games. You got me twisted if you think that that's ever going to happen, sir. Eva's down for the cause, but she's married, so there's nothing that you can do now. Go enjoy your baby mama, your mama, whoever you want to live with, but it ain't gonna be me.
Just in case you find yourself scanning through and you have no clue where you are, you have just stumbled upon the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's.
You and your baby mama.
You and your baby mama.
Mama's
log
mama.
On to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and for links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And if you didn't know, that was one of our final questions. Now, we get our final questions by sliding into our DM. So do us a favor. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast. Mm-hmm. Slide in our DM like you slide in L'Oreal's DM.
No.
Go ahead and present your question and boom, that's your way to be featured on another episode of The Undressing Room Podcast.
Exactly.
It's very that easy.
You're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And you can find everything that we like to wear. You can dress like us, get fly like us. If you want to know where she got that hoodie from, where Eva got her hoodie from, if you want to know where I got my two-piece outfit from.
Ooh, she's cute.
It's Macy's.
All day. And until next time, you guys be good. See you next week.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, Aaliyah Foss, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.